In 2010, there were 1,672 divorces reported in Clark County. Today, we have Al Ray from Marriage Team to give us an update.
Well, Ed, I'm glad you asked. In 2010, there were 1,672 divorces in Clark County that impacted 1,707 children. And that's a figure that really impacts all aspects of our community, from the schools to the juvenile justice system, just to even the family courts. Experts tell us that 60% of the divorces are attributed to bad communications or poor communications. And if you think about it, that's really sad that we don't know as adults how to communicate effectively with one another. But just think, if 60% of those 1,672 marriages could be saved because the teammates, is what we call the spouses, if the teammates could communicate more effectively with one another so that they really felt like they were being heard and understood, and that their partner actually could relate in a way that was meaningful to them, and that by being understood, they could work collaboratively to come up with solutions to the issues that they're facing. The enemy isn't the partner. Enemy is the issue or the situation or the circumstances that are causing the stress in the relationship. And when you work together as a team, you can overcome those things. But when you're working against each other, you not only have the issue to face, but you find yourself as being opposed to the person that you should be working with to solve those kind of issues.
What resources, then, are available in Clark County?
Well, there are a lot of marriage counselors available in Clark County, and Marriage Team actually offers marriage coaching as a possible solution for couples that are struggling with communications. The interesting thing about coaching is that it's different than counseling. In coaching, we use this metaphor to explain what we do. Individuals are born onto different teams. That's their family of origin, where they learn their playbook for life, their expectations, how they're going to communicate, how they're going to deal with anger, all of that stuff. They grow up, they get married, they create a new team called their marriage, and the problem is that they bring their old playbook and they don't share it effectively with their new teammate. Can you imagine being on a team and everybody operating with different plays? What chaos that would be? Well, that's what happens in a marriage. And pretty soon the teammates are fighting and arguing, and the team is losing, and they don't know what to do because they're operating off the different playbooks. Simply stated, what coaches do is they help couples create common playbooks around how they're going to deal with issues, how they're going to communicate, how they're going to respond when they see one of the teammates getting angry, when they come across conflict. What are the rules for fighting fair and for resolving conflict? So if they come up with a common playbook around those issues and how they're going to resolve those issues, it makes it so much easier when the issues actually arise.
Thanks for joining us. This has been a production of Couve.com.